Shelby?
Hi.
Hi, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera settlement. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. And Shelby, did you ever use Depo Provera or know anyone that did use it?
Yes, I used it.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with anything afterwards? Any injuries or ailments?
Yes, I had side effects. I would vomit a lot, and I would have really bad headaches.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. So for the lawsuit, at least as of
Forgot.
right now, I know
Excuse
there's
me.
still. I'm sorry?
I wasn't done, my bad.
Oh, my apologies.
I gained a lot of weight as well, and when I was my headaches would go, I'd have bad headaches for a couple weeks, and then I started to have memory loss, and I would had irregular periods as well.
Yeah, and again, I am really sorry to hear. So like I was saying, as of right now, Shelby, they do have a requirement of meningioma. It's a tumor on the lining of the brain. Do you know if you've been
Yeah,
diagnosed with that or
I
know
have
anyone that has?
meningioma.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to
They
hear.
the tumor and use radiation to destroy the remaining cancer cells and prevent reoccurrence.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I'm glad they did do that treatment on you there. And then did you want to see or were you interested in going over the rest of the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, or did you already have an attorney assisting you?
Yes, I need to go ahead and continue. I don't have an attorney.
Okay, beautiful. So you haven't signed anything, nothing like that, right?
Right.
Okay. And then again, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and again, I am really sorry to hear. Do you remember when you were diagnosed?
May 10th, 2024.
Okay, May 10th, 2024. And again, this was meningioma of the brain, right?
Correct.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your date of birth?
September 29, 2002.
Okay, beautiful. September 29, 2002. And then you said you didn't know anyone else that was affected, right?
Correct.
Okay, which again is really good to hear. And then you used Depo Provera, the brand name, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then it is a little redundant, but it was for at least 1 year equivalent to at least 4 injections.
Excuse me?
It was for at least 1 year equivalent to at least 4 injections.
Yes, I would have every 3 months. And then the brand name one, is that the
Yeah, I know Pfizer
Pfizer?
does make that Depo Provera shot.
Okay, so yes.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. And then do you know when you started using it?
Yes, I started. The treatment date or the depot?
The depot, my apologies.
I would have it every three. I would get it injected every 3 months.
Yeah, and when did you start the depot shots? You remember the year?
I started taking them in February 2022, and then give me 1 second. I remember marking it in my calendar.
Okay.
1 second. Go back. I know I stopped in 2024, I just don't know what month.
Okay. No worries. But you said that was in 2024 that you stopped?
Yeah, I started February 2022.
Okay.
And then I stopped in 2024. I just don't remember what month. I want to say it was like February, March, maybe. Yeah, February, March, one of those.
Okay, I'll put around the beginning of March just as an estimate, and that was 2024. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay, Beautiful. And then I have your first name spelled Shelby, Shelby. Is that the right spelling?
Yes, correct.
Okay, beautiful. And then I have your last name, Gagnon.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did you have a middle name?
Yes.
Okay, what was the middle name?
My middle name is Allison, Allison.
Okay, Allison, Allison. And then what about your social?
772-14-1790.
Okay, so that was 772-14-1790. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And then I have your email already here. It looks like it's Shelbs, Shalli22@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number 213-831-1415. Is this the best one?
Yes.
Okay, and what about the best address?
It would be give me one second. Okay, it would be 649. Sorry about them. Begin using my maps.
No worries.
I just moved into these apartments. Okay, 649 Wall Street, Los Angeles, California, 90014. And then apartment number 7 or 407.
Okay, so it populates here as Welsh Place, or was it Welsh Street?
Wall Street.
Okay. That was like WL, I'm sorry, WELL.
No, WALL.
Oh, I see. My apologies. Okay, so that was 649 Wall Street, Los Angeles, California, 90014, and that was apartment 407, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then was the double Prevnar administered by a doctor or medical staff, or was it yourself?
A doctor.
Okay, a doctor. Do you remember the doctor's name that administered it?
I do not.
Okay, no worries. Do you remember the doctor that maybe diagnosed you or that prescribed the depo?
As far as for the meningioma, Dr. Keith Black, he's a neurosurgeon.
Okay. So I'm going, it looks like Keith L. Black. Is that the one?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. So I'm going to put his information under administered and prescribed. Is this the only doctor that you can remember?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. Just one second here. And how many times do you think you were injected with the double Prevnar shot?
I want to say maybe 11, 12.
Okay. I can put, let's see here. I'll round it up to about 12 times. And then what facility were you diagnosed in?
Cedars-Sinai.
Okay. And that's the one on Beverly Boulevard North Tower in LA?
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
Okay.
and then I have my gynecologist name as well.
Okay, let's see here. What was that?
Elizabeth Oakland.
Okay, Dr. Elizabeth Oakland. Let me see here. And she was in LA as well?
She's in Culver City.
Okay, Okay, perfect. And then again, that was the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center that you were diagnosed at and administered. Is that right?
That was for my meningioma. For administration of the depot was at Southern California Hospital.
Okay. Okay, just one second here.
And my gynecologist is the one who gave it to me, administered it.
Oh, okay, perfect. Let's see. So that was Southern California Hospital at Culver City. Is that the one? Okay. And do you know if you were ever diagnosed with any cancer before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Again, just transferring some of the information. Can you confirm her name for me one more time? You said it was Elizabeth Oakland.
No, Osland. OSLUND.
Oh, I see. Okay. I did find her, Dr. Elizabeth Osland. Yeah, it looks like she is a gynecologist out here. Just one second. You said she was the one that administered it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then it does ask for a prescribing doctor's name. Do you want me to put hers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and as far as the medical records, do you have those on hand?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And if you were asked to provide them, would you be able to do so by mail or electronically?
Electronically.
Okay. And do you know how you were diagnosed with the meningioma? Was that a CT scan or an MRI?
I had both, and then I also had my blood drawn.
Okay. Okay, now it is a little redundant, but were you hospitalized for the meningioma, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, and I am really sorry. And you said you had radiation, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Some radiation. Did you
And
do
they also
any?
performed a biopsy as well.
Okay. A biopsy. Any chemo?
Yes.
Okay. And how about any prescriptions? Okay, and then what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Do you remember?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Shelby. Can you still hear me?
Oh, okay, there we go. I'm sorry, it
Okay.
was okay.
No worries, no worries. I was just asking, do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
I know it's my treatment date was May 17th, 2024. And my radiation therapy was 6 weeks, 4 to 5 times a week.
Okay. You said 6 weeks, 4 to 5 times a week, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind, Shelby?
Yes, that would be my mom.
Okay, what was your mom's name?
Her name is Jada.
Was she same last name?
No, she remarried, so it's going to be Jada Whitlock.
Okay.
Whitlock. Whitlock.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you know her phone number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What was that?
213 758 2902.
Okay, beautiful. And then it does ask for an email address. Do you know hers, or do you want me to put yours?
Just put mine. I don't know hers.
Okay. Same goes for address. Is she at a different address, or do you want me to put yours?
Mine.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Now I am going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it allows the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records and get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Email.
Okay, beautiful. So if you haven't already, you can open up that email, put me on speaker. Before I do send it out, I do want to verify some information just so we catch any errors if there are any. Stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your name spelled S-H-E-L-B-Y, middle name Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, last name G-A-G-N-O-N. I have your address as 649 Wall Street, apartment 407 in Los Angeles, California, 90014. And then lastly, I have your email address as shelbssalli22@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I did just send that out. It should be popping up with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez. It's going to say something about wanting to sign a DocuSign, and it's just going to have you tap on that link letting you when you get it.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I know you are familiar with DocuSign. You could just tap on that link and let me know if there are any issues. I'll make sure to stay on the line.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so unfortunately, I have an Obama phone.
Mm-hmm.
And my data is running out, and since I just moved into a new apartment, I don't have Wi-Fi yet, so I'm going to have to go somewhere to get on Wi-Fi.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Well, I still am going to be in the office for a couple hours. I can call back. What time would be best for you?
Around, like, 11:30.
Okay, sounds good. So that would be just before my lunch. I'll make sure to give you a call around then. And then, like I said, if you have any problems signing, I'll make sure to help. If not, I'll let you know if I do receive that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your time, Shelby. I'm actually going to send you a quick text message with my contact information as well. So if you want to reach out or if any questions arise, you can always get back to me. But thank you again for your time, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.